History made again in the U.S. House. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Democrats just picking Congressman Hakeem Jeffries to be their leader.
Never before has an African-American leader or any leader of color held the top position for either party in either chamber.
Senate Majority Leader and fellow New Yorker Chuck Schumer, and Jeffries will take the helm from the first woman to be House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. Jeffries set to be Minority Leader since Republicans will have the majority come January. The full House set to take up two bills aimed at avoiding a rail strike and its many ripple effects.
A shutdown would grind our economy to a halt and every family would feel the strain. As many of 765,000 workers, including many union members, would lose their jobs in just the first 2 weeks.
Speaker Pelosi urging a swift yes vote on the tentative deal four unions recently rejected and a measure to add paid sick leave aimed at beginning to address a main sticking point. The leader of ISIS is dead, a spokesman for the terror group confirming an audio released today that Abu Hassan al-Hashimi al-Qurashi was killed in battle recently. No other details. He had taken over after the U.S. killed the previous ISIS leader in a raid earlier this year.
We have seen that announcement. We certainly welcome the news of the death of another ISIS leader.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says any details are still being reviewed. There's been no claim of responsibility for the killing. A religious school in northern Afghanistan is bombed, killing at least 10 students. A Taliban official says the explosion went off around the time of afternoon prayers. No immediate claim of responsibility, but the Afghan affiliate of ISIS has been waging a campaign of violence in Afghanistan. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The water woes in Mississippi's capital city didn't end with this summer's near collapse of the system. Now the Justice Department is trying to help drive improvements in Jackson.
The DOJ has proposed appointing an interim third-party manager while the federal government, state, and city try to negotiate a consent decree. The department also filed a complaint on behalf of the EPA against the city, alleging it failed to provide drinking water that complies with the Safe Drinking Water Act. Republican Governor Tate Reeves has said the problems are a, quote, crisis of incompetence from city leaders, while the EPA is investigating if state agencies discriminated against Jackson by refusing to fund water system improvements. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Parts of the South picking up the pieces, including Mississippi, after more than 20 tornadoes ripped across several states. Louisiana and Alabama also assessing damage, at least two deaths blamed on the storms. Something uniquely French that's baked and enjoyed all over the world is now protected by the UN's cultural organization.
The ingredients for the baguette, simple. Flour, water, salt, and yeast, or leavening, and it must be baked on site. The long, crusty loaves added to UNESCO's list of intangible cultural heritage, joining the making of Neapolitan pizza, Belgian beer culture, the Mediterranean diet, and Arabic coffee. Just like those culinary specialties, the baguette, a staple of French life, is being given the special protected status. Meantime, a research group that tracks bread consumption habits and trends in France reports adults are eating less bread. It also found a rise in supermarket chains selling bread is being blamed for the closure of hundreds of family-owned bakeries. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Another mixed day on Wall Street so far, despite a boost in the latest estimate on third quarter economic growth. Right now, the Dow is down 144 points. The S&P also slipping, but the Nasdaq's higher. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.